Potshot, bro. I like to create, bro. I've been creating since I was young. I feel like, nigga, since I was created, since I got enough talent, and since I got enough in me to create, then I need to create. I need to be able to, you feel me, express myself another way. And I got to be different. Like, I can't look at some shit you wear and wear it the next day. Like, it'll fuck with my head. I can't wear the same shit the next day. It'll fuck with my head. Yeah. Like, I'll be thinking about the same. You feel me? Like, so everything got
to
be different.
What would you do if you had a limited closet selection? You only had 5 outfits. But you got to make 5 outfits for the whole year.
For the whole year?
For the whole year.
Well, first of all, I will sell them fucking 5 outfits after 3 months. But if that's no stipulation, then
no, I didn't say that. I can't.
I gotta wear them all same 5 outfits.
No. I didn't give you any stipulation. I said you just have 5 outfits.
Just 5 for the whole year. What would I do?
But
should I
didn't say you can't like do what you want to do. Just tell me what.
Yeah. Just
I would fucking. I would. First of all, get my little routine of which I'm going to wear this day. Found out all the combinations I can wear.
I'm about to cut you off, bro. But these kids are spitting on each other.
Yeah, see, I don't know what the fuck they got going on, but that shit ain't got nothing to do with me, though.
Hell no. Nah, yes, they were,
hey,
bro.
They white, white kids, bro. White kids do whatever the fuck they want to do. When you got privilege, you do whatever the fuck.
Yeah, like, nah, they dead ass are just spitting.
It is what it is, like, you feel me?
But nah, ain't back to what you were saying, though.
What the fuck I was talking about?
Five
outfits 1 year. Well, should I get my combination going? You know what I'm saying? My little fucking tree square, how many I can wear. Then after that, I'll start fucking with them. I'll start cutting here, sewing here, adding here. You know what I'm saying? Shit, just making it fresh, making it new.
Making it you.
Exactly. Making it you. Like, definitely making it me. Like, exactly. Nobody is another nigga like them. It's not another nigga like them. And it's not another nigga like him. Not another nigga like you. So, exactly. Like, I just try my best to be myself and not try. You do my best.
Yeah, you can't even try this shit. You just gotta be it.
It just comes from you.
Yeah, it ain't even thinking about it. Cause once you start thinking of being different or trying to be different, that's when you make yourself look crazy.
Nah, that's how you look yourself. You make yourself like a dumbass. Cause once you try to look different and you try your
situation?
Certain,
Is that Kanye's situation?
Nah, I think Kanye is a fucking a genius in his own right. He not necessarily crazy. He just has a hard time expressing himself because nobody else can see what the fuck's in Kanye's head.
Yeah, like, that's what I feel.
Nobody can see what the fuck inside of her head. No. Like, Kanye is making genius. Like, he's making genius level decisions. Like, look, even if his shirts is like just homeless clothes, like, think about it. He got white kids from Minnesota and Arkansas and Prague over all across the world want to dress like him. It's a genius to that shit. It's not because, well, he's influential because he made this. It's like, no. It's the way he carries himself. It's the arrogance. It's the moves he made. Yeah, he say dumb shit, but at the end of the day, bro, your favorite entertainers, you don't know what the fuck they say behind closed doors. You feel me? Like,
his
Obama could be a racist.
Everything.
Like, we don't know. Yeah. You feel me? So, like, at the end of the day, what we see in the public light and people downfalls in a moment, I wouldn't say necessarily don't judge them because you got to judge everybody off everything. I don't give a fuck. They say don't judge a book by its cover. That's very true, but at the same time, motherfucker, exactly. Yeah. You got to know who you're around. You could be around a homeless nigga with bands in his pocket, but at the end of the day, that homeless man can still shoot you. You feel me? Like, it's the same, like, revolving. It's a crazy situation.
Yeah.
Like, it's life. So, like, Kanye be on his shit. We know Kanye be on his shit, but it's like, he's still a genius in his own right.
I would just say him because he pops up to my mind like, like a Jay-Z, but a Kanye. Like, I'm like super in tune with music, but I noticed that Kanye is on his
Kanye
his
on
thing.
A completely different
he's
level.
On his
Kanye thing. Does shit that you don't even think about people definitely. Doing, having right. church services definitely. In the middle of the desert.
Exactly.
And Coachella and shit, bringing people together.
Like, it's just weird, but it's cool.
Yeah, that's what we're trying
but, like,
to do with
oh, never mind. Not like weird in a bad way, but it's different.
Yeah.
But he's bringing his idea to life.
Yeah.
Same with like Rob Dyrdek, Kanye West.
Yeah.
You know, anybody.
That nigga Rob Dyrdek had a whole factory with a ball pit, motorcycles.
Bro.
Who was doing that? People
like,
probably thought he was a big ass kid.
Or Bam.
Yeah.
He's just
Bam.
Wild.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, fuck with him. But like, definitely, nah, that's what we're trying to do at our house, bro. We got so much, like, those ideas of just events. Like, once you're around creative, you just start to build. Like, we don't want to just have an art gallery and then a concert when people perform and then you just show your art. No, we want to have more in the community of shit everybody else like to do. We know it's some Asian folks that like to, you feel me, do what they like to do. We know it's some Migos that like to do what they like to do. We know it's some all groups of type of people from every creed and color that like to do what they like to do. So we want to get as much in that as possible and still stay rooted to, you feel me, art housing.
Because
so
it's just building an art community. Because our community, not just black people, it's not just white people. It's not one denomination.
And
it's everybody.
Art is like, not even something you could really define, because
you can.
Everybody can find art in anything.
Yeah, like, any and everything is art.
And you just let people see it from their perspective. Yeah. Everybody's going to view the world from their experiences, their emotions, their whatever.
That's
so
fun.
You create something, and it's from you. You know what it means to you, but you can't control everybody.
Yeah, it just
is
their perception of it, how they taste it.
That's the beauty of it, because that one thing that you create can be seen in a million different, like, ways.
Yeah, that's like right now. Somebody will probably think the earth is super fucked up today, that it's extremely hot, but we chilling, having a conversation in the middle of the park.
Yeah, we are
living.
Bro, think about it, it's folks getting bombed right now. See, it's folks being in traffic right now. It's people getting shot at this moment right now. People being born at this moment.
It's drugs getting exported from this country right now.
A lot of motherfuckers don't understand, bro. You got to find a bliss in
everything.
Everything and the separation from... I'm living this way and somebody across the pond is living this way, but at the end of the day,
is the grass greener on the other side?
Exactly.
Is it though?
No.
I mean, there's pros and cons to everything.
It's a duality to everything.
Definitely, bro.
Duality.
Because it's never going to be 100% good. It's never going to be 100% bad. It's always a good to everything.
Like,
it's like
definitely.
Yin-yang balance.
Like with our house, just like the fourth event, bro. Like, not even the fourth, not the fourth event. I would say the third. Yeah, the third. Like the one that got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we
I was there with Gamble. Gamble told me about it.
He's you know Gamble?
Yeah,
that's the homie. Oh, that's the homie. I've been knowing Gamble.
He's like, yeah, pull up. And then I said, okay. And then he just performed and then he got shut down.
Yeah.
Also, Juwan had his shirts up too. So Gamble, Juwan, that's how I learned about our house. And then I saw your shit on social media.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely. Nah, whatchamacallit? We, where this shit started is Emil and Justin. Kicks, Jay Lens, mainly they started this shit. Like, last summer, the anniversary, bro, I was on my just work type shit. Like, I had really transitioned from trying to be somebody that would, like, fucking rob you and take from you, and I don't give a fuck about you, and I'm just trying to get a flip off you, from somebody that's like, fuck it, man, I'll just stay down with a job, to somebody that, well, fuck it, I need a business type shit. So, like, during that mind state, Gamble had called me up and was like, hey, look, come through the fucking art house. He performing. You want me to come through? Because I had rap with Gamble, you know, with PSA, Please Stop Asking, JV, nigga. We had
Remember Betty showed us him?
Betty
in photography. Yeah, she showed us Jay Vizzo a while ago. She was like, he make videos and shit. She let us call him.
Was it like a pool party video?
Yeah.
That's my nigga. Like, I've been doing.
She was that in photography class.
Bro, see how it's connected?
Yes, bro, all that shit.
That's way back. That was like 2 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago.
Definitely. Yeah. That's like when
I
started fucking
with
JV.
Having this conversation, who would have thought, right?
Bro, fuck, bro. We was right there like a fucking a couple years ago when the shirts, his like album for his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his shirts for his album came out. And we picked them up. Zaybray picked them up. And dropped him off over here, and we was giving him out at the park, and we took a picture, me, Gamble, and the other homies, and it's just dope, because, like, it's like you said, full circle, but he called me up, because he was...
It's always a full circle,
definitely,
man.
Definitely, 360.
Yeah.
He called me up, told me he was, like, performing and shit, told me to come through, we performed some songs, we did, I was like, cool, bet, I ain't doing shit, so we pulled up, set up, dope event, that shit was packed, and it was small, too, so, like... That shit was right, like, you feel me? Like, you could feel the energy, nigga, we performed. And definitely, they called us back for the second one. We had sponsoring from that, like, nigga, off the gate. Second event, we had sponsors giving us bread to do whatever the fuck we want. But they was in control of it mostly. We was just, you know, helping out with the music and everything, helping them set up. But the third event is when I started to venture inside and get into it. And what you were saying is like, bro, how this shit, the grass is green on the side. We thinking about how money is going to be coming back. But after that, nigga, we sitting in the venue, you feel me, looking fucked up, eating like 500 raw chicken wings we looking at, because we ain't even get to cook them for the event, goddamn, because the event got shut down. We missing out on bands. Like, think about it. We had a whole nother fucking 2 hours in the event, plus niggas going to buy tickets on the event break, pulling up type shit. So we missed, like, hella, it was a Uber surge, my nigga, like $50 Uber surge that day. So we missed like
Well, I get what you're saying, there's a fucking loss because it got shut down, but that was unexpected.
Bro, and the thing is, bro, resiliency. Millionaires are made from resiliency. JP Morgan, fucking John D. Rockefeller, all these people, fucking Henry Ford, all these people failed, but they continue to innovate. You have to continue to innovate.
People who try to make
bro.
Starbucks, they got. denied for bank loans like 1,000 times.
Yeah,
literally.
Definitely.
1,000 times.
Yeah, literally like 1,000 times.
But it's like,
times.
It's the numbers.
How bad do you really want what the fuck you want?
Yeah, you gonna risk it or you gonna not risk it because somebody told you no one time?
We threw the event right there, bro, because we got the plug from my fucking physics teacher. Like, my physics teacher plugged us in with a lady named Heather. She fucking on the committee for the Beltline, and she on the she helps run one of the fucking venues down there called Generator, where they had like talks and certain things like that. But she got us, we got the venue for free, bro, like off a week, off a muscle. We got shut down fucking one Saturday, and we had another event.
So to speak, what was your pitch to her? You say like, this is my idea, could you help me out?
First, we already had to connect through our physics teacher, Mr. Baezu. So
he
like,
knew that you guys were just having.
He already was coming. He came to the first one. He came to the fucking first one. And
is that the dude who came and bought that portrait from Jalen's?
Yeah. Okay. Fucking like cool as dope. He done made beats with fucking Madlib, Alchemist and shit. Bro, he's like. He showed us that shit in school, like, damn. Put me on the music and shit.
Damn.
So, like, yeah.
Freddie Gibbs and Madlib has a new album out right
now.
That shit is crazy as fuck.
You gotta send it to me. I ain't heard it.
No, that shit's dumb crazy. You gotta hear the last one, too. The last one's pretty dope.
I like Piñata. That's my favorite album by Freddie Gibbs. Piñata.
I don't know. I really can't listen to a Freddie Gibbs album without a Madlib type of, like, Alchemist type of beat. You feel me? Like, I feel like when he goes off to like the trap shit, it's like
it's different.
He convolute like what he talk about. Like Pusha T can do like a song, like a dope hype ass song, but it's like it's not a Pusha T song. Like,
yeah,
you feel me?
It's like, a couple rappers that do make those radio hits just to make
like,
them.
Like you can't step outside your lane and do what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like
Freddie Gibbs is like underground shit.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say underground. Nothing is underground because at the end of the day, a lot of niggas is listening to that shit every day.
Yeah.
Like, we not even seeing, like, the community of, like, if we go to a Freddie Gibbs concert, what the, nigga, that shit not underground.
It's the same people that's just got a different fan base, basically.
Only thing, if you ain't signed, if you, like, ain't in the spotlight, where you been, like, people to really fuck with you and you like only Atlanta or like only Cindy or like then it's underground.
Okay, I get what you're saying. The grassroots.
But that's only my interpretation of it. It can be different interpretations. Like underground could be fucking the biggest shit in the world to somebody.
No, I can say what I feel like is I feel like the underground doesn't exist as much no more because I feel like 2012, 2013, there was a real underground scene of rappers like. It was a lot of people you didn't know about unless you knew certain people that listened to them and shit.
The term underground is you don't know them unless, but there's no.
Yeah, that's like the gaming community. Yeah, that's like the gaming community. Years ago, the gaming community was quote unquote underground just for the simple fact because people played it, but that was a group that a lot of people didn't fuck with. Like, on the gaming community, you have friends online that you probably would never meet in real life type shit. You had real ass friends though.
But you know what's crazy? Like, when we was in the. It was in the hood,
you see how,
just playing
like,
again.
Technology would change like your definition of friendship, because like without technology, a person say this is my friend if they're in my presence. But now you can have a friend that's not even in your presence. You see how technology like alters that?
Yeah, I mean to a certain degree, because I don't really call people my friends and shit like that. Like I got the homie, and you the homie now. You feel me? Like friend type shit is like not even a word to me, and not even saying like on some I'm on some picky shit. Or I'm just being a little weird. I'm just saying like. Bro, I got the homie, like, so I'm not finna call Juan if I get shot in a motherfucking, you feel me, and a nigga take my shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna call you if you do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm finna call my goddamn, my brother. I'm finna call Emil. I'm finna call my brother.
Yeah.
I'm finna call, you feel me, like, these people names, like, I'm just stepping out and saying, like.
That's your, like, your intermediate. Like,
yeah, like, everybody got their inner circle
of
people.
Inner circle type shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, definitely, people playing online and shit. Like, I fuck with them, man. I used to have, like, and it's like, I don't even play games like that no more. Yeah, I do play, like, from time to time. I ain't gonna care. I was playing Mortal Kombat last night. But fucking, like, not online, like, talking to other people and shit.
I don't play that no more.
Because
It takes up a lot of time.
And plus, once you realize, like, look, bro, you're not doing shit, I'm not doing shit.
Yeah, and we're just on the game.
Exactly. Like, we're trying to achieve this one thing.
You got a different perception of this shit.
And then it was like, because it's so crazy, like, I like playing Pokemon and shit.
Whoa,
like that.
Shit.
And, like.
She just did a fucking backflip, man.
Word.
I thought she was about to fall on her head.
Yeah, me too.
They with it. But, like, definitely. Like, just...
Wait, what about Pokemon?
I like to play that shit. Like, not the Go shit, but just, like, you feel me?
Yeah, I saw you playing the, like, Game Boy version.
Bro, hell yeah. I like to play those old games, and then, like, once you beat them or once you lose all your progress, it's like, fuck, I got to start our way over.
Oh, no. When, like, that shit happened, I don't fuck with games.
Exactly. Man. Like, if we're playing this game and, like, all we're doing is leveling up and there's no end to this shit, like...
Yeah, and then you start from square one again.
Exactly. You're like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what did I just spend my life doing with you? Like, you feel me? Like, we didn't go hit no business. We didn't go hit no get no money.
Yeah.
We didn't go, like, here. Nigga, we just sat here and got experience,
bro.
Points.
I feel like that's why you gotta damn use life as your game.
Yeah, definitely.
In real life, some people would dead ass rather level up a game character than, yeah, like, level up their life type shit.
Because,
like,
it's
make
scary.
More bigger moves in their life. Like, get more experiences within their real life.
Definitely, bro. Like,
it's scary.
People comfortable. You gotta understand. Yeah. Like, once you're comfortable doing anything, it's hard to change. People comfortable doing heroin. People comfortable robbing people. People comfortable coming to art house events.
With this shit.
You feel me? Like, definitely. Like, the type of thing about me is I be feeling underwater sometimes, and that's a lot. I don't know if that's anxiety or not. I ain't calling it that, but
holy
nigga,
shit.
It's life. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You feel pressure,
but
it's
when
like,
I feel,
it's
exactly,
you're doing good under,
like,
the pressure.
Cause when we had to, bounce back, bro, like, a nigga felt underwater, bro. Like, I felt underwater, like, damn, like, how the fuck they people gonna look at me now? Like, I was a senior. Like, this was still, like, just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I'm still a senior in high school. I'm coming back to school. I done promoted all through the hallways, telling niggas how this gonna be the biggest event, making it seem like I got my shit together, and damn, just one fatal goddamn
blow.
You feel me? And then all this shit, I'm walking through the, niggas is looking at me like a failure now. I'm like, fuck, this is not the way we got down. We go down. This is not the way. You feel me?
That's when our resilience kicks in.
Is that like, bro? But I had that shit like the moment the cop showed up. I'm like, nigga, I already know this shit finna goddamn. You feel me? Be jumping. So like, hell nah, bro. Like, I keep this shit pushing, but just mind state.
Mind over matter.
It's all that. That's all this shit is, bro. That's all this.
Because you can't let your emotions govern how you react. You gotta know how to react to certain situations.
Oh, definitely,
if
bro.
You overreact to something,
because
that can throw the whole thing out of whack.
We definitely done been in some situations, especially in my life, where I done overreacted and then paid the price for that shit. And then, like, 2 years down the line, I'm looking back and I'm like, damn, I could have been 2 years for it instead
of
2 years.
You
would have
reacted a different
exactly.
way.
Exactly. So, like, I learned that shit early on, and I think a lot of people need to learn that shit early on, but in different ways and being taught.
Everybody, like, gonna learn how
definitely.
Reactions change a whole
changing.
Bunch of shit.
But see, it's a lot of people in the world that learn from just getting told.
Yeah.
I learned from just getting told certain shit. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like,
it's certain shit I had to learn from experience.
Exactly. Definitely that. Definitely that.
Because experience, like, will teach your ass for real.
You feel me?
Yeah, because it's fucking you and the fucking experience.
Because once you're in the moment, especially something you didn't talk about before, once you're in the moment and you see what's going on,
yeah.
You can act a certain way. Like, once you had that experience, you know how to go about a certain situation you prepare for
it. You can tell whether, like,
they've been through certain shit.
Yeah,
you can.
My uncle told me don't sell dope. And I sold weed before, and I touched a little bit, but I'm not gonna goddamn, you know, I never jumped in, like, never had the ambition to jump into that game.
That
like
whole
that.
Dope game.
Because he fucking did a 20-year bid.
Oh,
not
God.
Even 20 years, but 15, like, but he had a 20-year sentence.
Yeah.
He got out, he was living with us, and we was cutting grass and shit together, and he was like, look, nephew, like, that ain't the way. Like, that literally is not the way. And coming from me, always been like a nerdy nigga, but adjacent to all this shit, because my brother took them same licks, like, you feel me, them same hits on the head, and then I went down the same road, some of them, but most of the time it was always he had to take them punches. So when I'm walking through, I'm either bulletproof or goddamn just bullet free, you feel me? But he let me know, like, hey, look, that's not the way. You know, you still want to be a little rug rat, and you still want to be the hardest nigga alive, because you hearing it, like, 24/7. Like, you hearing your favorite rappers be like,
this
is the way to go, even though these niggas
we
never
we were just talking about that,
bro.
How music and shit, like, that
shit
music, can influence
bro,
you.
Bro,
like,
I'm going to tell you, like people don't like to say that, but hip-hop is really, like, one of the main reasons why, like, the black community is...
Bro, that is the reason.
You feel me?
All the people who get more... Not all, but for the majority, the people who get the biggest deals rap about shit that we shouldn't be... Not necessarily not listen to, but not, like, take.
But just,
like,
yeah, not
and
act
I'm not
on.
Even trying to be on anything, but, like, I listen to that shit heavily. Like, I would dead ass play that shit in my car right now.
Yeah.
But it's, like, moving forward,
You gotta know how to react to exactly, it, bro. You not like, have to we, just exactly, use it as I music.
Think, I think we have to. I think not even we. I just think if motherfuckers would some way censor it, you feel me? But then you couldn't even do that. So really, I just feel it's just
like
life.
Yeah, like, I feel really like people just gotta is, get out of the mentality that they gotta exactly, live something that they didn't exactly, go through. Like the music that exactly, you're listening like, to.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Well, let me retract in saying that it's the blame, because at the end of the day, you were responsible for your actions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Exactly.
But at the same time, the music do influence exactly, that. But it's still on you to exactly, if you gonna make that move or not. Because we listen to the same shit. None exactly, of us locked up right
none,
now.
None of us locked up.
I listen to Nudie. I listen to Young Ma. Little
all cool, the, just listening to the niggas. Right. So I'm just thinking as far as it's like kids that like impressionable and that like live in that community.
Yo,
with all that
up,
shit.
You're thinking like your parents like you're impressionable.
Exactly,
you don't think
bro,
you are.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't think that.
Exactly.
Because as a kid, you a juggernaut to information. You don't exactly, think you could take bro, any information. You know everything right, as a kid.
That's like, and that's horrible to be in that state of mind to think that you know everything so you can't.
Because you closing see, doors yourself and not
see,
even knowing it.
With school, yep, this is what needs to be taught in school. Like, you feel me? Like shit that. Important shit. Like I just learned about a credit union a couple, like when they was talking about it, I learned about a credit union,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell and me, fucking this dude that we work with was like, well shit, I just learned about a credit union when I was 22. And I'm like, bro, like how important like interest rates, like loans, like credit unions are better. Fucking it's interest rates on your savings account, having money in different accounts, IRA certificates. They didn't teach us none of that shit in school. I learned about fucking
shit.
Huh?
They don't teach you that shit.
I learned about fucking triangle circumference and all that. Was
trigonometry
out,
and like whatever the
Pythagorean theorem and shit.
My life.
And we telling each other like, look, how are we gonna apply? We're literally telling the teachers like, how are we gonna apply this shit to our life? And they sit there and tell us nothing, but just keep teaching it.
I used to get in arguments with teachers over
exactly,
like shit like,
so like
I'm not listening to this, or I don't really understand why we're learning this, yeah, if it's not gonna help me in my life.
But see, then you're labeled as a renegade and somebody that was gonna
be being
exactly,
disrespectful.
You're disrespectful,
or some shit.
And when you're questioning why the fuck am I spending
an authority?
Why am I spending these amount of hours in a day of this year, of this month, of this fucking week in this institution?
Right.
Not learning what the fuck I need to learn.
It's just programming you to be in, like, it gives you that prison mentality as well, because we go off the bells. Like,
yeah,
in schools, you go off bells. You
definitely.
As soon as the bell hits, you go from one class to another class, going
like
from for switching from
like
one guard to another guard.
I don't like the
transitioning.
Then you can't go out there.
Like,
then you
exactly,
can't
exactly,
go out to classes and shit when you want to. It's like they close the gate on you.
The worst thing is you have to. Why do I have to ask this person to go piss? If I have to go piss. Let me go piss.
Yeah.
And then if I want to stand,
it's
up,
no debate about it.
Sit down.
Yeah, it's like, no debate about it. Cause you're a human. That's like they control you and force feed you what they want you to learn. And it's
exactly,
almost. It's not even almost. It's really just deception.
Yeah.
It's like they're deceiving you for like majority of your younger years, or it's the hardest to get out of that once you didn't. Been braided that shit.
How many years have you been inside that mental state, right?
Yeah, and once you're in a certain mental state for a certain amount of time, it's pretty much like you're stuck in it until you
right, like
can continuously fight,
definitely,
fight
bro,
until you're out of
say,
it.
20 times, you do anything 20 times, that shit is a habit.
Right.
So I think just like even the teachers have gotten sucked into that. Like they just doing that shit to pay bills.
It's just a job.
You feel me? It's just a job. Like
they're not
and then
teaching
some
no
of them,
more.
Some of them care. Like I didn't have like Mr. Baez, my physics teacher, like. He was in a position where he's young enough to, like, let us know and tell us, like, what the fuck is going on. And
yeah.
He's a white dude from fucking Brooklyn. Dang.
That's crazy.
You feel me? Like, Jewish white dude from Brooklyn. And then had way different experiences from us, but then had the same as us because he's...
Same mentality.
Same mentality. So it's like...
I had a teacher like that, too. It was my math teacher named Mr.
Yeah.
Gwynn. We were going there, bro.
It's like he wasn't outside looking in, but he was... Like,
he was helping
he was
us in a different
you.
Way,
he was,
yeah.
He was with you. He was a guy. You
Yo.
Feel me?
Bro, Mr. Gwynn would literally bring us in the classroom. It's a math class.
Yeah.
We would work on a opening. That shit would be about the mind. We talking about the mind the whole day, not doing no math.
Yeah.
We badass had... Our final for that class was literally us telling him what we learned about the mind and how...
He was like a mental health coach.
Yeah, it was like mental health in
yeah.
school instead of math.
Like,
and
he told me about dream journaling, knowing like, it's okay, you can know all the fucking details, but if you don't have a vision of the bigger picture, so like you need to know how to see a concept. Once
yeah,
you know concept,
your subconscious.
You can apply it to anything.
Exactly.
Once you know the concept, like you know, the laws of like money or how to set an event, but you know the concept of how that should be structured. So you can do that for any type of event.
Yeah, hell yeah. Bro, it's the law of attraction, bro. Like, cause I got locked up and shit, like, going into ninth grade year, like, F grade, ninth grade, summer, I got locked up and shit. And I did, like, a month in juvenile and shit. And I got out, and then, like, I had to do this probation class, and it was a teacher that was doing it. He taught yoga. He teaches yoga and shit, too.
Yeah.
And I actually still do yoga with him. His name is Ian Moore. And fucking, he taught me all about the law of attraction and the secret, and you feel me? Like, everything's a full and circle, how everything... You know, surface level seems good, but there's a bigger root.
It's always something deeper.
You feel me? It's always something deeper.
Okay, so can you do this? Like, you have something rise to the surface in your mind. Yeah. You're like, I don't know where this is coming from, but then you're like, you sit and you think on it, and it, like, it's weird. Like, how can you find the root of what's coming up in your mind?
You got to go deeper and think. You have to sit there and actually think with that thought.
But you get what I'm saying? Because I see it as an image. I see, like, something rises to the surface. Like, my mind... a deep ocean, and there's some random shit that comes to the surface. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
And there's a whole ocean to go through just to find where that fucking thing came from.
Yeah,
exactly. That's like how with people's characters too. Some people don't know why they are the way they are, but when you think about it constantly, you start to figure out why you are the way you are.
Right, and then you start like looking around, like everything, every little thing is affecting us, and we're different at every moment. And every day we're fucking different.
Because there's some people that's depressed and don't know that they the reason that they're depressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They put themselves in that shit.
There's a lot of people that make themselves angry, bro. Like, literally, wake up every day and mad because of their fucking selves and don't even know it. So, like, every time, like, we push and we do some shit that's, like, out of the ordinary or, like, help advances us, I always, like, really gauge the homie's mind and, like, ask, like, bro, what are you thinking? Like, even business I talk to, I always ask, like, yo, what are you thinking? Because I can't fuck with nobody that ain't on the same type of, like, not even the same type. Because everybody ain't going to think how you think. Everybody ain't going to move how you move. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if you're the most altruistic person or the most fucking smart, like, smartest person in the world. Nobody's going to, like, be like you.
No one has your personality.
But definitely, I want to have that same interaction with you on the same level because we can both meet at, even though you on your frequency.
That's a connection. You know,
exactly. Like, yo, like, let's connection. Make the connection.
There's
like
different worlds. Three different worlds. But we're connected on this one
place. Like, you feel me? Like, even sometimes, like, I can't even get ahead from you because it's like, bitch, you talking about the real housewives or who up the foot, and I'm trying to get some real money moves, so it's like
you can't even fuck with
I can't even put you in the same type of realm as I even do every fucking day.
It's all about frequency and the people that resonate with your soul and your mind.
Exactly. Like, that's how it look, bro. Like, whole high school, high school, I never had, you know, I've been in no drama, none of that shit, like cliques, none of that in school and all that, because you stay around the same two or three, four niggas, and that's your clique. And then once one nigga leave, and then it's like it's the same two niggas, and that's your clique. And then once them same two niggas leave, but you been by yourself your whole life, you still have family and shit, but you mainly like been by yourself, like mindset.
Mentally, yeah.
You good, cause like shit, I had the homies. I'm still talking to the homies. We close as ever. We just not here. I don't fuck with nobody else. I fuck with myself still. So shit, we good. Like,
as long as you can fuck with yourself, bro, that's a good thing.
Exactly. Oh, nigga, I used to skate by myself, bro.
Yeah.
Still play the game by myself.
Yeah, people got to find a way to be with themselves and not always need outside happiness or something.
Bro, I don't give a fuck where the fuck I am. If I can't make it home to the crib, my nigga, like, I feel off. Even when I'm traveling, like, going out of state and shit, going out, like, I don't even really going out. I like to be comfortable. I like to be me.
Yeah.
Like, niggas will joke on me about certain shit I like, and I would dislike a lot of popular shit about niggas, like how they like I don't like Frank Ocean at all, bro. I'm gonna keep it honest, like I don't like that shit at all. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's saying, like, really. I don't like fries. Like, I fucking hate fries. Like, I fucking hate fries. What else? Like, just like popular shit that niggas
mustard.
Like,
a lot of people don't like mustard.
I fucking love mustard, bro.
I fuck with mustard. Yo, I don't really fuck with ketchup that much.
You don't?
Nah,
I like ketchup,
but you know, I don't want my ketchup too sweet, bro.
You feel me? But it's just shit like you that make you, like how we was just talking about, like, being you and being yourself. Like, nigga, you have to know you. You have to love you. If you go out and you have a relationship with somebody and they fucking around and they putting your life in jeopardy, or they trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, just putting you in a position you don't want to be in, then motherfucker leave, because that's not you. Like, you have to understand that it's only one in person in this world that really make you tick. And you can have a husband, wife, or fucking soulmate. Exactly. That's all. You always gotta please, compromise. You gonna get into a fight with your girl, and you feel me? You trying to tell her one thing, you trying to express yourself one way, but she's taking it as another, and it's like, fuck, how do I even combat that? But at the end of the day,
if you find, like, okay, let's say you do find your soulmate, your wife, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, doesn't it just come down to a point where, like, damn, she's actually just worth suffering for? Because
definitely, hell yeah. And that's why you do it. I'm not saying you suffer because it's the point of suffering,
right?
Or if you have something that's worth suffering for, you don't get buck with it. Like, of course, like, nigga, you fight. If my mom did some shit right now, very fucking detrimental to my life. At the end of the day, if I can bounce back and still live the life I live, where I'm not physically fucked up, that's my mom. I'm gonna ride
for her. Put it in the past.
It's gonna always be, you did push me off that bridge, but I still love you.
Don't forget.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But
at the end of the day, don't compromise yourself. Yeah. Yes, you can compromise, but I'm still gonna be the nigga that think the way I think.
Yeah.
And sometimes at the end of the day, you might be wrong.
That's part of self-love, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't cut yourself short for somebody else, because you gonna get used to that shit, and then that's gonna drive you crazy. That's gonna fuck up your mental state.
Your hand off.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like if you're trying to help everybody, right?
Yeah.
And you know you can't help this last person, but you still got your hand out, and somebody chopping an axe, you're gonna get your fucking hand cut off for the simple fact that you're trying to continuously do it, and it's hurting you, and you know it's hurting you.
But then that just comes with you being a slave to somebody else's mind.
Yeah.
Manipulation makes this fucking world go around. The pyramids can be built without it.
That's
America
wouldn't be
built without it. Motherfucker, these shoes wouldn't be made without it. Manipulation is a motherfucker. To be able to tell somebody that, look, work for me, I pay you this much, this is the greater goal, but work for me every day and I give you money to be able to live and sustain yourself, and this money, I have to get it, because if I don't, I will be living in this predicament.
Exactly.
Like, that's all life is nothing but manipulation.
Right.
Like, we manipulate ourselves sometimes. Like,
you see,
sometimes you want some shit and you will tell yourself that you want it knowing that you don't really want it. But you will look at somebody else's how they feel like and how they want it, and you will manipulate yourself to think and act like the other person. You feel me?
Like, so you do see it as like, okay, life is like a fucking playground. Life is a playground, but you know, life is suffering because that's just a fucking part of it. But you still have like the ecstasy, and then you have like the agony.
Definitely.
Everybody has their own agenda, and then everybody still plays for the same team. But at the end of the day, everybody has their own agenda and certain needs. But I get what you're saying about the like manipulation. That's just kind of like the conflict of interest. Like,
I feel like we were just put on this earth to learn how to manipulate energy, how to attract what you want.
You transmuting it.
Yeah, you transmuting the energy to what you needed.
What you're doing is you're putting one thought, just like how our brains is like a fucking Bluetooth speaker, how we attract shit, how we bring that shit back.
Yeah, if you focus on something, then of course you're gonna pick
it back. You feel me? So like, manipulation don't necessarily always is a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, everything to life is fucking two sides and polar opposites. It's good and it's fucking bad. Yin and it's yang. So definitely you gonna manipulate somebody to do something for you that definitely fucking boosts you too. Like, it's mutualism. Like, you definitely don't want to be manipulating people to go out here and fucking put their life away and put their life in jeopardy. But definitely this world works on manipulation and how well you can communicate others. Communicate to others,
communication, directing energy,
right. All that shit. Like, you got to be able to put
manifest what I want.
This amount into this amount.
From an idea from your head, but then you want to put it into the world. So you have this idea that you want to put an event out. You just had an idea, right?
Yeah.
But you're like, what are the fucking steps I need to take to make this come to life?
And see, the thing what we doing right now is like, bro, we're ramping shit up. Like, our house, after we had our house 3, like, we bounced back, we threw one in a week, like, fucking one of the biggest events that night, threw one in a week. They was there, they turned up, had a fucking dope-ass video, then we like, fuck, so we gotta start planning for the next events. And we did a whole season where we did 3 events. We did a free event, we did a...
Oh, shit, look at this.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yo, where are they coming up with all these bike ideas?
Before he came, there's this fucking bike where the whole carriage was in the front, and there's a small one, but there's a big one in the back. And the guy, the dad, was right in the back, and his kids are carrying the front.
Yeah,
it was all one thing, and it was just weird. It was like an electric bike, right?
Yeah.
So we were seeing like weird bikes on
there. Yeah, definitely. But like, we had to start planning like the next couple of events. We had 3 events. One was free. when we had we paid was the mansion party, mm-hmm. and then the third one was like our actual art house where we had the fucking clothes and like vendors and the paint and everything. So
it's a gathering.
Yeah. It's a, bro.
It's an energy, but all you need is just different events to hold that event, right? You just
but
need
not even that. Because, like, we're a three-man collective. Like, I always tell motherfuckers, like, I ain't shit without my two other, you know what I'm saying, my two other hands, yeah. my two other legs. Yeah. And they're not shit without their two other legs. Right. You feel me?
Because you guys, yeah.
So, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm not shit without them. I got to always take into account what they say. Like, sometimes they'll say some shit and it's like, damn,
you don't
like,
agree
bro.
With the shit.
Like, huh?
Sometimes you can't agree with everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, what's sometimes.
Type in all the info. Just with everything, because I want to see, like, the art house and your profile. The
yeah, definitely.
Brothers.
Definitely. But
that's just a part of working with a team. Like,
it's all going to be the balance. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I let myself, like, know early on, like, look, hey, like, compromise. These motherfuckers are your brothers. These are motherfuckers, like, who you're going to be working with. Y'all going to business together, LLC, business accounts, money exactly. being made, yeah. money's being spent, yeah. giving out. So, hey, he might say some shit that, like, you don't definitely, like, want to punch this motherfucker for. But yeah. you got to think, like, hey, nigga, am I going to punch my brother over some shit he say, knowing he
picture.
My brother?
Yeah, right, because you have like, a bigger picture in mind.
But, like, we always, like, even have our little disagreements. But one thing about us is we have never fought. About anything, and it's been a year of this shit. We haven't fought. We definitely disagreed. We definitely had our like moments with like a couple hours. Like,
yo, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? It's just me right here.
I mean, but that's definitely a good sign.
And then the other right here. Let's go to Art House. Well, you already follow us, right?
You see that shit?
What do you see?
Bike life.
Bike life.
Bike life, that shit is crazy as fuck.
Bro, that shit is crazy.
Bro, Atlanta they bring is the everywhere whole, in one.
Huh? They bring the whole city out, bro.
I think that's dope. I think that whole thing with just riding a bike, like, the city's their playground, just like yeah, skateboarders.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
But bike life, like, they just want to ride their fucking bikes everywhere. Like, a skateboarder wants
yo,
to skate
definitely,
everything.
Bro, like, when you're skating through the city and, like, you're able to really hit tricks and really able to do shit, like, how we was playing skate in the city.
Hell yeah.
It's like we in our own little box. And, like, how I be looking at people, like, view us. It's like they're looking at us and like
it's look way, like they're watching
it's like
a game.
TV. It's
yeah.
like yeah, it's like it's TV to them. So it's like
that's
I
what
like
happens. We have a certain level of mastery. You can you
oh
can,
yeah, definitely.
You can move in the world in a different way because you know like I have this skill set.
Yeah.
I can use this skill set to open the world for myself. So
yeah,
like,
fucking.
Say you're a master.
It's like being a master craftsman.
Definitely. Fucking. I read Think and Grow Rich. Like I go through the book and I just
in my notes.
I pick up.
Oh, Think and Grow Rich by
Napoleon Hill.
Yes. And he talks about transmutation, your
exactly,
energy.
Like, but how, like, I was just reading the chapter on specialized knowledge
mm-hmm.
and how you have to have a definite specialized knowledge in something that you want to use in life to fucking generate money. If you have goods and services, you want to be able to be the first person, motherfucker, that can sell to whoever you can sell to and have the best knowledge and the accurate knowledge to be able to move forward with that. You can't be motherfucking wanting to flip burgers one day and then, oh shit, decide I want to make tacos. Like, no, you can definitely be a burger taco spot, but motherfucker, that burger must be perfect
be bust,
before you
yeah.
even go on
that's
to a taco.
That's your groundwork, that's your foundation.
So, like,
so saying specialized.
Exactly. Like,
it's good to specialize, but it's also good to be well rounded. But you say
yeah,
specialization.
But don't spread yourself too thin trying to be well rounded.
Definitely.
You gotta go step
don't,
by step.
Like, definitely keep, don't keep all your eggs in one basket, but motherfucker.
Keep
it better be
alive.
If you got 30 eggs, it better be fucking 20 of them eggs in a basket before you even you feel me. Just
yeah.
like know what the fuck you want to do in life, and then you do the other shit. Like I'm definitely like doing that shit with my life. Like we doing art house. I got other shit going on with other projects. I might want to make fucking music sometime. Like
you
feel me? I definitely know my fucking roots. I know my place and everything. Like, I tell them like I didn't create art house, but I'm definitely like. You feel me? Like, in this shit, I'm a business partner of Face, all this shit. So, I definitely know, look, I ain't create none of this shit. This wasn't my idea. This wasn't my mind. This wasn't my brain space. This wasn't my money. Nothing to start this shit a year ago. But, nigga, I'm in this shit now, so we gonna keep rocking and rolling. And you feel me? Like, you feel me? You, it is what
you
it is.
You just gotta have that energy.
You
got
to,
that
bro.
Ego to where you like, yeah, I made this shit. Like,
feel, like
them niggas
that,
ain't
bro.
Help me, because that's how shit
none
crumbled.
None of that, bro. Because
you break
you
up a team and
like,
shit.
Fucking, like, boosted, like you were like, what I get a picture in my mind, it's like a band of brothers, but your egos are not fucking like fighting each other. You guys see the same vision, bro, and you're like, yo, let's attack this, let's get this done.
And you know what's crazy? We got the internet, we got so many shows and TVs of niggas that do that, had businesses that their egos get in too much of the way.
And then they break up or something.
And then they break up, like the band break up, like NWA break up. And because certain shit, like egos get into play at everything. And I'm like, I'm looking at this shit and I'm saying like, okay, then why is his business fucking up? Why is Rockefeller and shit breaking
why?
Up?
Why? That's so important.
Egos, money. You feel like motherfuckers is feeling like they feelings is hurt off of some shit that is not in the betterment of the business. Yeah. I always tell my fucking business partners, I always tell them, look, I don't give a fuck what we got going on. I don't give a fuck what decisions we make or nothing. If it ain't in the betterment of the business, we don't need to be making them. I don't give a fuck if you have an idea I disagree with or I have an idea you disagree with. If this shit moves the company forward, then we have to go with it. If it hurts us, then we don't have to go with it. We don't need to go with it. But if it helps and hurts us, then we just got to make the accurate decision based off experience and all that. But if it automatically fucking helps us and, nigga, it's no fucking cons to this shit, then we definitely need to, you feel me?
Because y'all can't let y'all personal beliefs and personal desires get in the way of the business. Y'all can't let that shit happen.
Because the homie might fuck a white girl and I don't even like white girls. And that's him and I'm me.
Yeah.
So he might, you feel me? He might do some shit where like he want to impress a white bitch that I necessarily might not do, not with the business or everything,
just
but just in life.
A different game, but it's exactly not letting him play a different game affect you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't let like, the people around you affect you. You can pinpoint the people around you that surround you, but you also can't let it affect your energy. You always gotta stay true to yourself and always have that bubble, that aura around
just
you.
Just like even with bosses and shit, like a fucked up ass boss, like. A nigga right now that, like, that's my boss that, you feel me, we having a little special shit with. Like, it is what it is. Like, even though I fucking run a business and even though Art House is, like, profitable, like, motherfucker, I still gotta work. I
still
got bills to pay.
Income.
Like, we don't throw events every damn day. So, it's like, we not making all this money every day. And we gotta put some into the business, split that shit, you know what I'm saying, and then make sure we all healthy at the end of the day. But motherfucker, I still gotta work. So it's a boss we work with now that's just like, I feel like not even on some real shit where he like wanna do it, but he's just self-consciously just doing it because his life has been moved to that point. Like, he just acts certain like a female. He got female tendencies. And
you're
I just.
About your boss. Anybody you're close with. Just you
yeah,
go
just
to work.
So,
and
I go to work and see him only at work. And if I see him out of work, it's high and high. Or, nigga, what are you doing? Type shit. You see me? But, like, definitely, like, I feel like he got female tendencies. And I feel like
you can't even control that he's a part of your life. But you're saying that you protect your energy. I get
that. Yeah, you got to know how to cut the shit off.
When I come into the office and we see that he's on that.
You got to know how to react to it.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, my God. So he's your boss. You can't control how. You can't control that he's in your life because you go to work. You have to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely can control how he's in your life. I can quit that job in a heartbeat. But
right.
I don't
let his bullshit affect you.
Exactly.
So I was just scrolling through my fucking YouTube and I saw the most valuable, the most rare commodity is leadership without ego. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think that looks like? What is leadership without ego look like?
Having a team and being able to not break up because of egos and because of your own issues.
I'm gonna say this one important thing. Leadership without ego means
I saw it on the TikTok.
If I pay somebody to shovel shit, I gotta be able to shovel that same pile of shit. I gotta be willing to shovel that same pile of shit, no matter how much motherfucking money I'm paying somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
I gotta be out one day and be knowing that, hey, I had to at least shovel that shit before I paid that person to do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's leadership without ego. Being that person or being that person in power that
but
is
you've been
able,
in that position before?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens if you were born rich, like, and then but you end up being a boss because of connections or whatever?
Well, I feel like that's how ego comes in.
I think, like, I always say, like, white people got privilege, so fucking what? Mm-hmm. Like, get your own privilege. Like, it's enough privilege out in this world for us to have to be able to move.
We're in abundance.
You feel me? It's like, exactly. Like, motherfuckers gotta walk miles to go shit and piss. And I have a place where I shit and watch TV in the same fucking spot. Cool. And be able
air
to cook food. Yeah. All that shit. So, you feel me? Like, definitely the world is fucked up, especially for minorities and black folks, definitely in the life.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta talk about slavery.
Yeah, we ain't gotta
go into that.
Yeah.
But we know white folks got privilege. Like, we know what the fuck going on. I tell them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I feel like some people do this where like they make an excuse for why they can't be great within themselves.
I tell the motherfuckers, use that shit. If you don't use a motherfucker, why are you living it? Like, if you can't be able to get a business and your dad run a business and this happens and you able to be a boss and CEO by the time you fucking 18 because you didn't got a stipend, like Trump didn't got $1 million from his dad, like, be able to use that. You feel me? Like,
it's a tool.
You gotta learn how to let shit fuel your fire and not put it out.
A dickhead. And I say with anybody that like just learning that, if they're not already in that position to learn that, then they're gonna fail and then the business is gonna end up how the business is.
What?
Trust me.
The leadership without ego or the using things as a tool even if it's like, you know, given to you?
I say using things as a tool and the leadership without ego. I just say, in general, if you've been blessed with a position to where you have
don't
money.
Don't take it for granted.
Yeah. Not even don't take it for granted. Motherfucker, the universe only works one way, only moves one way. If you wake up this morning and you die, you were supposed to die. We're supposed to be here at this moment in the time. We're supposed to be doing what the fuck we're supposed to be
doing. That's cool as fuck,
If that person gets that blessing and they shit and they fuck it up, then that was supposed to happen. They was never meant to have that. Everybody can't get a fucking sports car and drive it. Everybody can't drive manual. Everybody can't goddamn drive automatic. Nobody can drive it. Everybody can't drive a car. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying nobody can drive. But like, everybody can't do every fucking thing that everybody can do. Your dad can. Michael Jordan kids is not in the fucking NBA.
That's what, like, I just talked to somebody the other day. My dad was telling me, he was like, don't get to a, you in business, you can't be the business owner or the business leader that has the big ego to where you can't pay somebody to do something you know you can't do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something that you're not knowledgeable enough about to do yourself, so you don't want to pay somebody else because you have that big ego.
Like, eventually, you go out and you outsource and you get your resources for your clothes, right? Like, you being able to ship, have a shipper, distributor, and all that. Like, definitely, but you know you would do that shit yourself if you needed to. And motherfuckers gotta understand that. Like, if I need to get out and flip these fucking burgers, I will motherfucking go out and do that shit.
Yeah,
because
I didn't damn work so many jobs. Me and you didn't work at Gala's. Like, we worked at Gala's flipping pizza and shit.
Yeah, the fucking list goes. Yeah. Just going jobs and then not letting. That's a good experience, though.
Yeah.
So, for every person that's been through every job, they
same
quit
shit,
or they got
bro.
Fired.
Same
just,
shit.
You just gotta keep going. You're gonna find
Yeah, bro, because I didn't have like 12 jobs.
Bro.
I didn't either quit or left them.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly,
fired.
Bro. Fuck this shit.
Like, I didn't, not as much as you, but motherfucker, I didn't have like. When I started working, I didn't work at the varsity. I didn't work at fucking I didn't canvas, not for any campaign and shit, but just like for the little
organizations and shit.
Yeah, I didn't done that. I didn't work at fucking Chipotle. I didn't work at the fucking Brave Stadium. I didn't work at the fucking ice skating rink.
We didn't all just had jobs.
Yeah, I didn't have jobs.
And that puts you in a different mindset, too. Being through jobs, seeing the different type of corporate jobs and how they treat their employees and shit.
It's crazy.
I know what the fuck I don't want. I know that I don't want to work at Chipotle.
Hell yeah.
But nobody could show me that. Nope. Like, you can tell me that if right now I've never worked at Chipotle and I'm 18 and fuck it, I need a job. So shit, I'm going to work at Chipotle. Nigga, if I need a job now, shit, I'm a grind and hustle and do other things. Like, I'm a resell my clothes. And that's another thing. Thrift. Vintage. Go out and get some vintage shit
nigga,
like I got
vintage,
on now.
I don't even buy new clothes.
Exactly. Like, nigga,
vintage
I don't.
Vintage is my way.
Bro,
I
nigga,
fuck with vintage.
I've
clothes
never,
is better back then.
I guarantee you, bro, I've never been, like, as far as, like, when I started buying my shit, I've never been in the mall and bought some shit.
Hell no, the mall where everybody wear the same shit though.
I've never been in any store in Boston. Always been in the thrift store. Always been in Lil' Five
you know
Vintage.
How much money
you're
saving?
So
hey,
much.
You know how much money
you
I
you know how much more flea you get in, nigga?
Bro, nigga. Nobody
that's what
is on this
shit. I'm gonna
bro.
Have an Instagram
exactly,
setting with all the
bro.
Shit I got.
So like, niggas need to understand, like, bro, it's I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just,
I still got those. What's it cost too? If you want to
what,
them Jabos. The only thing with them is the zipper and stuff. Like the fly.
I don't know. Yeah. Cover it. Or I can sell that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, I do a lot of extra shit. I just encourage motherfuckers to do a lot of extra shit.
That's what we said, bro. Not, I just feel like everybody,
yeah,
if you in college, bro,
like,
find a hobby to do that. Don't do it with school. Like, find something to do
that
you can enjoy
money
in.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, some could, like, even with skating, bro, like, I would never thought I would make money off skateboarding. And this motherfucker's as fire as fuck. Like, bro, it's fire, right? Like, I can do that shit. But, like, other niggas that can do shit, like on a board that never been done before at the park, have never made a dime off skateboarding.
Yeah,
I've been like, I got called to be an extra on the TV show, this Netflix show. It's called Raising Dion. I don't know if it's shit in production or still in production or not. I don't give a fuck. I just know they paid me.
Yeah.
I ate food. The homie came through. He seen what the fucking shit was like.
Fuck though, yeah.
Exactly. Like, and I got paid to do that shit. And it was like, motherfucker, I'm not even that fire on the skateboard. Yeah. I've only been skating for like 2 or 3 years. But like, motherfucker, I didn't got paid like $300 to do this shit. And they calling me back. And I'm having scheduled like, nigga, I was in fucking what? 12th grade. I had just bought a car with no license, no insurance, nothing. I'm waking up 5 in the morning to go to this goddamn shoot.
Yeah.
To go to this set.
Yeah. You bro, you, that, it's just because, like, that's what I'm realizing with all of us, bro. It's just that grind in you, like, regardless of what's going on in your life, you still have that resilience to keep going.
I used to feel so good,
get it
though.
On
that's
your own.
Win.
Exactly. Like,
bro, this shit is okay. I'm gonna fucking fail. Of course, I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fall down, but I know I'm gonna fucking get up and try again. Like,
yeah,
like, I used to sell candy, my nigga. Like, bro, I fucking, my house, like, the only reason I'm in Atlanta now is because my house burned down in Riverdale. My mom had to get a new house and shit. I was already like 14,
but you're still
15.
Here doing you.
You feel me?
That shit stop you.
Like, when I got to Atlanta, bro, I was like, nigga, what? Why not? Well, I'm out here now. This is like life. But that's another thing, like I say, life destines ourselves and prepares ourselves for what the fuck life is gonna offer us. Everybody can't be a boss. Yeah, we need niggas flipping burgers. Yes, we need motherfuckers
and
behind
honestly,
the kitchen. Yes, we do need that. We need janitors. We need garbage men. Because they, you feel me? But we're not gonna be those people.
Yeah,
because
I feel like
creatives.
The people that go through the most shit, like the most tough times, are the people that's gonna be some of the biggest people.
Of death,
because
bro.
The universe don't put you through a whole bunch of bullshit and you become a fucking pizza flipper, nigga.
This is fucking shit right now, but I'm gonna eat it right now because I know where the fuck I need to go.
Exactly.
This is the path.
Where you gonna end up?
This is what I need to go through right now.
But don't always put that in your mind to where like I have to go to some shit to achieve this.
Hell
it's
no.
It's definitely being.
I'm just saying the unpredictable
shit.
Like
I'm just saying for
out.
Like other people.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like I understand.
Definitely.
You know what the fuck going on with life, but a lot of other people don't understand what the fuck going on with life.
Isn't that weird though?
It is what it is though, bro. Cause like you
life
can't,
is life.
Like it's so many motherfuckers. Like I got one sister that know about the secret that applies that shit to her daily life. She go out. She been to Amsterdam. She been to Puerto Rico. She been every fucking way. But I got another sister that
you said a secret what?
Huh?
She applied the secret what?
The secret, like the law of attraction. It's a the secret is a book that basically dwells into the law of attraction and just like definitely, bro. If you into like the type of shit we on, like you definitely want to like read the secret. It just goes, it's a movie and it's a book too. So if you feel me, one of them type of niggas, like the movie better than the book.
No. The book has to be my route. I need to fucking like download it in my brain type shit.
Yeah, definitely. But she applied that shit to her daily life. You feel me? She always go on trips and shit. But I got another sister that don't even have a passport. So you feel me?
But it's just on different like.
It's just a, and like my other sister tried to tell my sister that don't know about the secret, like, hey, this is what the fuck, you feel me? Like crystals,
thinking, grow rich,
energy,
manifestation.
Fucking,
my sister put, I forgot it, not sriracha or something, but it's just like, you know, the stars.
Stars, the dream catcher?
Not the dream catcher. It's like, it's the pointed, like, star. It's like, I don't know, I have to show you, but it's like vision boards and fucking. All that, like my sister was telling me to do all that shit, and I was blowing her off. But the universe, and that's what I'm telling you, if something's meant to happen, it'll happen. The universe told me to go to that probation class to get my community service hours. And dead when I was in that, huh?
I did community service because I got in a fucking car wreck.
Yeah, damn, that fucking sucks.
I know, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
But definitely, like,
but I know what you're talking about.
They
what
put me,
probation class?
They put me into the, he put me, like, the universe put me into the class, and I'm sitting in there, and 2 weeks in, I'm sitting here watching the fucking secret, making a vision board. Well, 2 years ago, I wouldn't even be thinking about even touching this shit.
So that's a daily habit, the vision board?
Bro, I got 3 dry erase boards of just goals and shit. Just shit to keep you moving that you can look at and visually see that'll keep you moving. Instead of having to hear it from other people, you can see something that you wrote down, that you put, that you want your vision to be on the board. And when you see it, it gives you a different type of power than somebody just talking to you.
Definitely with this Instagram shit, I be having fun. Ain't no, like, it's peace and it's positive. But I use this shit as a vision board because I look at the Instagram. Like, I'm always in the comments, always looking at the story, how many people seen that shit, always looking at the insights of the goddamn the page. I'm saying, nigga, we got 400 likes in one day when other event pages is not getting none of that. Our fucking flyers we posted, nigga, is getting 100, 200. Like, you see this shit. Like, I can go on. You feel me? And, like, I will sit, I will dead ass drive in my car and laugh like a motherfucker and cackle. Because I know other niggas will never be at this point in their life, and I'm half their age. Like, it's another motherfucker called Art House. He trying to make, like, him, like, the Art House, whatever. Like, he got the same name as us, and he basically jocking us. Like, we had that venue, that general. In the same city. We had that venue, right? First. We was the first motherfuckers in the city with that venue. That shit had never been rented out.
That venue was crazy as fuck. You're talking about the one, it's like all the different, it's like an abandoned warehouse type of deal, right?
No, not that one. Well, have you been to that?
It was the one that I was spray painting and shit.
Did it have like a higher, like you could walk up the stairs that had different rooms and shit in there?
No, it wasn't stairs. I think you're talking about a different one.
I'm talking about that crazy venue where it's like an abandoned like factory type of deal. But there's different spots you can rent out.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about the Metro Lodge.
Yeah.
About. That's what we had. No, I'm talking about the one we had on the Beltline. The one I said we had to bounce back and we had to do another Art House in a week. We had to get that venue and we got it because that like they were going to turn that into a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So, like. It had it wasn't even a venue. Like it never had been used for that type of like anything type shit.
Yeah.
So like 2 weeks later, a month or so later, he got an event in our house. Called that right there. Called Art Dance Party.
Lottery.
Bro, the motherfucker has did the same type of mansion party at the mansion party.
He totally fucks with what you're doing. Like he's like exactly. At you and
like
fuck.
What's funny is because we it's an old like an older nigga too. We got way more money, way more staying us. Motherfucker's like 30 something.
But he's seen that this is the fucking wave, like
how? Nigga. We started our house when I was 17. They started that shit when they was 18, but basically we had the same age. I just turned 18, like a week before the anniversary type shit. So like, motherfucker, it was an artist that he had to perform, and he was telling us about their event, and like, cause we worked with him, cause he was like, well damn, like I'm gonna come to y'all shit, but I gotta perform at this shit, and him not even knowing like we got this whole like thing going on. So it's like.
The one artist going to two art houses.
Exactly.
And he was like,
but he was like, he wanted to motherfucking come to our house. He wanted to come to our shit, but he couldn't because the venue, like the nigga over his shit, was like trying to stop and hold him to come to our shit because he knew how lit it was. But he let them know, like he let us know, like, look, bro, his shit ain't nowhere near to y'all shit. And with life, that's how we fucking be. Like, people will say, be the best at everything. Anything you do, be the best. No, that's not the fucking case. Be the best at what the fuck you want to be the best at and slack in everything else. It's life, motherfucker. You got to be who you want to be and you got to move for you and love for you. It ain't nobody in the motherfucking world that can make you tick like a clock than you can make yourself tick like a clock.
Nobody can give you the drive like you can give your drive.
Exactly. Like, you got to apply yourself. Your motherfucking self is the only applicable thing that you can motherfucking put into universe. Your resume is your mom, motherfucker. You got to use it. So that's mainly, like, how we move and how we get.
Nobody can take your fucking mind.
Nobody can take that.
And as long as you got your mind and you're not deranged and insane.
Like, Kuta Kinte wanted the motherfucking run away till the day they cut his foot off. And they cut the motherfucking foot off and he still wanted to run away. So I don't never, you know what I'm saying, like, lit a art dance party, nigga, or a fucking venue getting shut down.
Nigga, you gotta overcome all obstacles.
Like, that shit's supposed to happen. Like, we supposed to have people that want to be us. We supposed to have people that... You know what I'm saying? Like, envy us. Like, we own
that. Yeah, I done had niggas steal my art straight off my Instagram account.
And it's crazy because motherfuckers, like, I don't even, like, how.
I'll post something and an hour later I see a bigger brand with the same shit. Like, nigga, how could y'all you just even got this that? Off my page.
Like, how could you even, like,
you know, they got the fucking. You got your boss, but you got your workers doing the shit, like, on the field.
The underground
like,
work.
We're just by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're just small businesses versus definitely. Big businesses.
Definitely. Yeah. But you gotta understand, motherfucker, we all trying to be that big.
Yo, this game is cool as fuck. I mean, like, you take a loss, bounce back, whatever, but just to be able to play the game is
this
cool.
This shit is
fuck.
Grand Theft Auto, bro. Like.
Yo, life, yeah.
Shit is Grand Theft Auto.
I wanna do that. That shit looks fun.
Dirt bike.
I feel
awful,
man. That shit is. That's a metal horse.
It'll be fine if they had, like, ramps and shit in here.
I want him to see him fly off some shit, man.
This shit got like 30 second loop.
That was action packed, though. This whole conversation was action packed.
I mean, high energy. Real, bro. Like, it's what it's supposed to be. Like,
I want him to see him riding that fucking thing that made him, man. Just.
Oh, hell nah, you can't do that. No fucking motor. Hell nah.
I mean, if you had a big one, like a, I think it's like a two stroke, like a bigger engine type shit.
You talking about like up that ramp?
That bank.
Or
you talking about on the park?
The skateboard or the bridge?
The bridge.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think like if you had enough traction and like definitely could everybody shit. Could do that. But not up no fucking steep ass shit like that. Nigga, that shit right is short. Down. Exactly.
And this
like,
thing is heavy too, man. You gotta,
so like you got to be able to move. Like definitely if you were just going straight up.
Then it would, we are going straight up.
Hey, always.